Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of First Impressions. My name is Andy Cortez, and I'm joined by Blessing Adeoye Jr. How you doing,
Andy?
Bless?
It's an exciting day, man. We just got a Ubisoft Forward. We got a brand new look at some games. We're pre-recording this, and so I don't know which games are all being shown. Maybe we got Splinter Cell. Maybe we got Prince of Persia Remake. I have no idea. But what I can talk about is Gods and Monsters.
Oh, my gosh.
Immortals Phoenix Rising.
You got the title wrong, Bless. You got the title wrong.
What's going to happen? That's going to happen every single time.
It's inevitable. You're currently listening and watching First Impressions. You can get First Impressions every week, hopefully, if we do it.
Hopefully.
This week
at
there's
least
two.
Once a week.
This week there's two. Yeah. It's crazy. It's
to make up for last week, in which there were none.
Yeah,
sadly.
And that was my fault.
We were supposed to do Spellbreak, and we weren't able to make it happen because we recorded it, but the file was broken.
Things happen. Each episode we join you to talk about and play the new and exciting games we're able to get our hands on. You can catch on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames or podcast services around the globe. I like doing the Greg Miller thing.
Of course.
So Blessing, you got a chance to play a game that kind of wowed me several years ago. I feel like it was 5 years now at this point.
I think it was honestly last year.
Was it last year? No way. I thought it was 2 years ago.
It feels like it was forever because it was announced last E3 and then it was supposed to come out this February, like this last February. But it got delayed because Ubisoft, of course, with Ghost Recon Breakpoint and I think Division 2, like those games didn't perform as well as they wanted it to. And so they were like, hey, let's take our whole slate. Let's delay it. And this is one of the games that got delayed. And so now it's been announced for December for everything, for next gen and current gen and Switch and PC, which is exciting.
Wow.
But yeah, the game formerly known as Gods and Monsters, we have the opening, not the opening cutscene of the game, but the opening cutscene of the demo I did. For full clarity, I'm not playing the game right now. This is from the demo I did. And so I recorded all the footage of the 3-hour demo that I played. I've edited it down to about 30 minutes. For you guys to check out here, and so you'll see cuts and stuff. But basically, the game is Breath of the Wild. It is Ubisoft going, what if we took the studio that did Assassin's Creed Odyssey and have them do Breath of the Wild? And I'll let Zeus talk here for a minute because they get into their funnies. It's kind of a humorous game.
Really?
I wasn't expecting. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Prometheus and Zeus have like a cool narration back and forth where they're cracking jokes.
Oh wow, they're saying Q title. Wow, that's like actually a lot more than I thought it would be. Phoenix Rising.
Yeah, they break the wall a little bit too. Like during that intro, they mentioned like the game formerly known as Gods and Monsters.
Really? Oh wow.
Yeah.
Ubisoft.
And yeah, they make a Ubisoft joke there.
Wow. They're going full in it then. Wow, you're breaking my immersion. I feel like this game isn't real. Holy shit, this is Breath of the Wild, Bless.
Yeah, so immediately, dude, there is so much in this game that is Breath of the Wild. It's fucking ridiculous. And I don't want to like just like keep it comparing games to other games over and over again, but it is like very obvious. And I mean, honestly, it works for me because Breath of the Wild is my favorite game ever. I think Breath of the Wild is such a magnificent game for how it does open world and how it does discovery. And as Ubisoft was presenting this game during the demo, they were like, hey, we want to make this world discoverable. We want to make it about exploration. We want to have puzzles. We want to have open world puzzles, which is the thing that really excites me because I like puzzles in my open world. But yeah, like you have the glide here, which is again, like very Breath of the Wild. You, as you saw earlier, you go into like your first person, and you can mark things on the map, which will be like specific icons for things you want to do. First thing we did here, yeah, was get into combat, and they have like a light attack, heavy attack sort of system. A thing I wasn't expecting was for how deep the control scheme is. Like, it was kind of complicated because they kind of drop us in for this demo about halfway through the game. And so, you know, I'm already upgraded to a point where it's like, all right, I have a lot of abilities. I imagine when I'm first playing this game, I will not start off with as many abilities as I did. But yeah, I really did feel like they just threw a bunch of stuff at me.
Yeah, well, so like, you got to assume that at the beginning, it's training wheels mode, and you are limited,
exactly.
And then you sort of, oh my god, it's a big boy.
Yeah, I very much expect there to be like a great plateau situation where it is, all right, we're gonna slowly hand you all these things. So yeah, if you look at the bottom left, I have my potions. Left is your health potion, right is your stamina potion, up is your attack potion, and down is your defense potion, and that'll then increase like whatever the thing you need, right? Increase your health, increase your stamina, increase your attack for an amount of time, or increase your defense for an amount of time. On the bottom right, you have your special abilities, which I'll get into later because I get better at it as I go in the demo. Like by in the first 30 minutes, I was trash at this game.
Okay.
And like you won't be able to tell as much because I edited out a lot of where I was trash, but toward later in the demo, that's where you. I start to be like, all right.
Dishonesty in game journalism, dude. It's crazy.
Hey, man, listen, I'm not going to have a situation where it's that one guy who's playing Cuphead and they didn't know how to jump.
Yeah,
and,
bro.
Like, I'm not going to have that happen.
Bless you. I don't want that heat, man. I really don't want that
exactly,
heat, bro.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Yeah,
what happened there?
The game is pretty deep. I jumped into the vault. And let me know if you know exactly what this is. This is the shrine from Breath of the Wild.
Oh.
They have shrines in this game.
Wow.
So yeah, it is basically a puzzle room that you have to solve, and when you get to the end of it, you get Zeus's lightning, and I'm not exactly sure what that does. I think that you can then spend that on upgrades or whatever. But yeah, this is a very basic one. I imagine that this will probably be one of the first ones you actually encounter in the game because it's very simple. But yeah, like,
man, this is blatant, bro. Like, this is
it is. Yeah. And part of me wants to hate. Part of me wants to be like, wow, y'all really just went for it. But
yeah,
on the other hand, I'm like, on the other hand, I really like Breath of the Wild. And so if you want to call
me
Breath
of
the Wild,
this is
know,
like,
I'm for it. Yeah, the magnet. They got the magnet. They got it. Dude, it's like, it's very Breath of the Wild.
Bless. Nintendo has shut down emulators that do far less than this is doing. Like,
yeah. Like, as you can see, like, I have a stamina meter. As the further we get into this demo, the more and more you'll be like, oh, all right. Like, this is Breath of the Wild. I'm going to pull up the map and at a certain point later in the demo, and you're going to see a thing that looks exactly like Ganon's Castle on there.
No way.
But yeah, like, you have your puzzle rooms. And I don't know how like often you'll come across vaults in the game. In this demo, I entered 3, I believe.
Okay.
And like, the thing I'll say is that this feels like like Ubisoft's version of what Breath of the Wild is. Like, it very much feels Ubisoft-ized in the way that in Ubisoft open world games, it does feel like almost like more of a checklist kind of thing. Yeah, you can like throw the box.
Yeah, one thing that's already standing out to me that seems a lot more different for Breath of the Wild, and it's not something that I enjoy, is a lot of UI.
Yes.
And I also just don't love the look of the UI, but that's just me coming from an art background. I don't love like the iconography and everything.
I agree. It kind of reminds me of like a World of Warcraft kind of UI, like something along those lines. And I'm not aesthetically, I don't necessarily love it, though I understand why it's there because it just feels like there's so much you can do. Like, this is my arrow that's going to come into play a lot. You can use the arrow normally, or you can do like this cool
special
thing.
Oh, wow.
You
can do the Metal Gear Rocket. The Metal Gear,
yeah,
Metal
exactly.
Gear Solid 2 Rockets.
The guided arrow. And that'll help you solve puzzles.
That was a Metal Gear Solid 1, right?
Oh, yeah. The guided
hand.
Yeah, the missile.
Yeah, yeah.
Or not even the hand. I don't know what the hand is from, but there is a guided missile.
Yeah, the missile.
Definitely
part one, I believe. The Red Phoenix, very reminiscent of Mulan. If y'all haven't seen the Disney live action Mulan, it's not great.
No?
You could probably skip it.
Oh man, I was thinking about watching it. Is it on Disney Plus?
It's on Disney Plus, but you have to buy it for $30.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
I missed all this. Wait, really?
Yeah, you got to buy it for $30. It comes to free Disney Plus in December, but it is $30 as a one-time purchase up until then, because they're gonna lose a lot of money on it.
That's fair. I understand.
Let's see. So your character. Mm-hmm. Is who again?
She's named Phoenix.
She's named Phoenix, okay.
She is, and that's why you get the name Immortals Phoenix Rising.
I guess
Phoenix is rising for whatever reason. And there are immortals in this game. And so like you're a human and you're tasked with saving the gods, essentially. Because what happened was the gods were taken over by what had happened was the god. I forget who it was because I honestly, if I'm being honest, I didn't care too much.
Especially
because they're dropping me in halfway through and they try to give context with the narration, but even that was like,
sure,
all right, cool, lighthearted, whatever.
You beat the the shrine though. Good job, Bless.
I did beat the shrine. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I mean, hey, you're a shooter when it comes to the video games you're good at. For me, I'm all about the puzzles. I'll solve the mess out of a puzzle. All
right. I like that.
Yeah, Phoenix is essentially saving the gods who have been corrupted. And so like that's pretty much the whole story.
I'll tell you what.
As far as I understand.
I'll tell you what. I like the character model a lot. One thing I'm not feeling, and I love that I have control of this, the hair shader reminds me a lot of like Perfect Dark. I'm getting a lot of Perfect Dark. Like I almost wish it wasn't red, because it's kind of throwing everything off for me.
Yeah, it's very distinguished.
Yeah,
like it pops out a lot. It almost feels kind of created character-ish a bit.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. If you read the Bible though, Phoenix actually did have red hair. That's what they said.
Well, this is based off of Greek mythology.
It
looks like the load times are instant. I want to make it clear I edited those down. Who knows how long it'll be in the final game, but yeah. Just because like I didn't want to like be sitting on loading screen forever.
Just all of this vista right here, like the prototypical, so cool. It's great, but it's so Breath of the Wild, and I hate to keep on harping on that, but if you see it, you can go there. Man. Like that idea, I don't like that. I don't like the way the menu looks very much.
Menu, yeah. That's... So like that was the map. Actually, if you can go back and like pause on the menu for a bit. So this is like your gear equip. No, do your thing. You have like different sorts of gear that you can equip. Okay. So like you have your helmet, you have a mount that I'll use later, and then like you can equip like different swords and like your armor and stuff. And then if you go to the map, for the demo they only have one area of the map unlocked for me, which is this top right, which is the Forge Lands. Okay. But like if you see in the middle there, right, that's the Gates of Tartarus. And I'm not positive because they didn't touch on this. That very much, on the map at least, it looks like Ganon's castle. And this is the thing that I've not necessarily figured out. And like maybe we'll learn more about this from the Ubisoft Forward. Of course, we're pre-recording this, and so I don't know what they're talking about. But I can't tell.
If it's something you could beat immediately.
Yes, because they do have what seems like a quest system, but at the same time, I also couldn't figure out like there didn't seem to be like a quest log anywhere, like on the menu. I couldn't find a quest log. I asked the person I was demoing with, and he was just like, "Yeah, I don't know if there's a quest log." And so like there's not a quest log, but as I progress, like new quests would pop up, and so like as soon as I did that vault, on the top right, like that looks very Ganon's Castle-ish. And so if you can't do that from the beginning, maybe it is a thing of like that's where you're gonna end up at the end, and that's just to illustrate that. But if you go to the top right, those
it feels like I'm controlling the game.
I forgot that you're not playing the game.
It works perfectly though, because you.
Yeah, I was like, "Why?"
Man, this is like a movie. You said go to the top right, and then you went to the top right, bro. It was you the whole time.
That's actually really funny because I was waiting the whole time. I was like, "Why is Andy going to the top right?" the hammer, blue hammer looking things are like the quest markers, and when you saw when I hopped out of the vault, that then opened up like a new quest, and so it seems like it's gonna be more questy than Breath of the Wild was, and I don't know how that affects the game overall, like in terms of like the whole structure of it, if that is just like a thing where there's just a linear quest structure but you can still explore, do what you want, or if I can just head to the Gates of Tartarus whenever I want. And like I don't even know if that is like the end goal, like who knows, it just looks like an end goal.
It definitely looks like it, but you got to assume these giant structures, these giant statues got to symbolize some sort of big dungeon with a big boss beat, and then whatever that big boss you beat gives you a really cool ability. Think of all the beasts,
the divine beasts
in Breath of the Wild. You got to assume that that's what all these are, and
I could see that.
And if you go explore them and you get these crazy new abilities that then help you on your journey. But the iconography just on the maps. Play, what's up?
Oh, never mind. I was gonna say you can feel free to press play.
The iconography on the map is very reminiscent of like you were saying earlier, very Ubisoft. Where it is open world, stuff, but like, we still like our structure, and we still want you to have obvious quests that aren't just a random person mentioning a place. This is like, no, you're going to see the icon. You're going to go do that thing because we kind of want you to go do it.
It really does feel like at a certain point in this game, you're going to be able to just go to one side of the map and just clear out everything, like clear out all the icons.
What's your Phoenix Bird doing? What does that do?
There's an ability that's tied to it. Okay. If you see on the bottom right of the UI, yeah, the right where one, the left bumper is.
Yeah,
the right one.
Circle.
I can aim that at enemies, and my bird will just attack the enemies. And so there, I use my guided arrow just to like see how much damage it will do. It didn't do much damage.
I also think you just hit the shield. I don't know if you hit the person.
Oh yeah, I might have hit the shield. But yeah, right now my quest is to ignite the furnaces. So I can, like, I don't know, give power magical to the thing. Forge. The magical thing, yeah.
When you're getting hit by these enemies, does it feel super punishing?
A little bit. Not necessarily these enemies. There were other bigger enemies that I was getting fucked up by.
Okay.
And because I have the potion, like, that didn't really make it as big of a deal. Like, I was really relying on my potions a lot when it came to the fights so I could keep alive. But toward the beginning of the demo, it felt punishing. Toward the end of the demo, when I felt like I got my bearings together, it felt way less punishing because then I was comboing together abilities. Like, that's one thing that this game kind of stands apart with, is the combat almost feels more character action-y than what you got in Breath of the Wild.
Got it.
Where you are, it's faster paced. I was spamming abilities. It almost did feel like almost Area of Effect, World Warcraft-y kind of stuff, but like even more so action-y, if that makes sense. Like, I'm doing things, but at the same time, I am kind of managing my space with my abilities. And so, yeah, it felt very character action-y in the way. And yeah, for this quest right now, I am solving a puzzle. Basically, I just need to get the thing to the right, like the forge to the right. I basically had to get a piece of coal inside of that and then ignite it. And there are like four of those things around. And that's also like a theory that I have in terms of the quest structure in the game is I could see a scenario where every quest, like every time you finish a quest, it unlocks like three more. And then you do those three and then that unlocks four more. And so you still have the choice, but it is still more guided than a game like Breath of the Wild. So I just threw in the coal there. And then, yeah, for the puzzle, that thing is going to close any second. And so I do the guided arrow. I lead that into the fire, and I lead that into the coal.
That's really neat.
And that'll, yeah. And so, like, there's a bunch of stuff like that. So they really wanted to make it puzzle based.
Do the elements play off each other in any way, like Breath of the Wild? Like, have you encountered? I guess this game is mostly about, you know, Phoenix and fire and stuff like that. So, I guess I wouldn't expect your character to suddenly start wielding ice powers or lightning or anything.
Yeah, it didn't feel as meaningful. As in Breath of the Wild, where like in Breath of the Wild, if there's a thunderstorm,
it's logical. If
you throw your metal sword at an enemy, the thunder might strike the sword at the right time and ignite your enemy on fire. And then like through that, the grasses will catch on fire, and then you can go to the grass and then like use your glide, and then that'll carry you up because the fire produces air.
Creates an updraft or whatever.
Yeah, creates an updraft. Right. It never felt like that, and I don't think there's much of that. There are, like, I think there are the small instances of things reacting to each other, like you saw with my arrow going to the flame and being able to use that to solve the puzzle. Like, there's a little bit of that. And, like, with the magnet stuff, like, there you have that in Breath of the Wild. You have those small instances, but overall, it doesn't feel as reactive.
Gotcha.
As Breath of the Wild. So this right here is the boss fight. I finished, like, the four objectives in the area. And then, yeah, through this boss fight, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Was this optional?
It feels more... No, this is part of the main quest. Yeah. But like, this is where you'll see some of the hack and slash I'm talking about, where like you, like I said, on right bumper is like your light attack.
Right trigger is your heavy attack. You know what I'll say?
And like, I have a goat.
Not enough love for medium attacks. Where are the medium attacks at? You know.
You know what, man? I agree.
I was getting missed out.
It feels like fighting games do medium attacks, and that's it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What are these character action games doing?
I know.
Yeah. So you saw there, like, I did like a dash attack and then like my upward thing that brings up spikes from the ground, and then I usually spam my heavy attack, which will then usually stagger my enemy. This is the heavier enemy, obviously, and so it didn't stagger him right away.
Now
that's something I should mention. There's a stagger system in this game.
Oh, okay. When you parry it, when you hit it at the right time.
when you basically, like, when you spam attacks, honestly, like when you're spamming heavy attack, like you see the blue bar under the red bar, like, the red bar is his health. The blue bar, once it fills, it's this stagger. And it kind of works similarly to Final Fantasy VII Remake of
okay.
all games.
Yeah, okay.
Which I
see
that. Expecting.
Now, these abilities yeah, of the arrows being coming out of the ground.
So I just staggered him right there, by the way.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And then yeah. now he's open to that's a lot
all,
of attack.
That's all tied to my left bumper. All those abilities.
And are those abilities that you are upgrading in a skill tree? Or are they learned or are they unlockable?
So I'm not positive because I had those from the beginning of my demo.
Gotcha,
but
okay.
When I did go into my menu later on, there was a skill tree. And I don't know if this is a demo build thing or if this is going to be the final product, but the skill tree didn't seem that expansive. Like, it seemed like each of the skills seemed like it had, like, two or three things attached to the skill tree, as opposed to it being, like, this dynamic building your character sort of thing. I suspect that you're going to be earning abilities over time, but I don't know if there's going to be different builds of Phoenix. I think, like, at a certain point, you're going to have all the abilities for Phoenix. And, like, everybody's Phoenix is going to look pretty similar by the end of the
gotcha.
Game, except for, like, gear and stuff. I'm sure gear is going to let you kind of take ownership of that character a bit.
Well, the moveset yeah. seems fairly interesting and fun to play around with.
It's pretty fun. The thing I had trouble with was that it's all stamina based, and I also ran out of stamina pretty quickly, and so it felt like I didn't have much option at a certain point because I would just run out of stamina. But I think that also comes into balancing that stamina with your stamina potions and refilling that meter. That's something I wasn't paying attention to, and that's something that I think you kind of have to learn as you play.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I beat that boss fight. This is another cutscene. And this is actually pretty cool, because this happened, and this pretty much changed how the map looked for a moment. And so, like, the villain is mad. He's like, how dare you? Zeus and Prometheus get into their banter back and forth. And then, yeah, there's this big tornado thing in the middle that is then raining havoc on the land. And it stayed like this for a good, like,
oh, really? Okay.
10 minutes. And I don't know if it's a thing where I did a thing that then triggered back the previous state, or if it's supposed to stay like this indefinitely until I do
like
until
if it's
a,
like
thing.
If it's an event or something that just yeah. is a world altering sort of thing.
Yeah. I couldn't gather that from my demo because I left this area pretty quickly, but I thought this was really cool.
I love that. I mean, it reminds me a lot of Bloodborne when you hit those big sort of world-changing events that kind of don't let you go backwards, and from now on it's just this is how the world is until the next thing happens. I love when games do that.
Exactly. I have a mount in this game, like a horse kind of thing that I could activate at any moment. I'm about to activate it here.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and I love it. It's very, I think that's like World of Warcraft-ish, right?
Yeah, where,
like,
you totally
can activate your mount at any point.
Oh my god, absolutely.
Yeah, so that was very convenient. I really like that. I went into the menu, I forget why, but I'm sure I'm going to go over to the map at a certain point to see what because I unlocked a new helmet, that's why, and I wanted to check it out.
I'll tell you one thing I really like about the UI is just the yellow, the gold sort of overtaking the blue when things are hovered over. I think that's a really cool touch.
Oh yeah, that's like it's a nice animation.
Little, nice little graphical element that I quite enjoy. Yeah. But, well, I mean, what's up with all of these currencies on the top right? Looks like we're playing Destiny, what's going on here?
Yeah, I believe those are for your potions.
I'm gonna hide us here on the screen so chat can see the extra one, or people in the YouTube comments can see there's a purple one also.
Yeah.
that we were covering.
I'm not positive, but if I had to guess, the more I think about it, the more I'm pretty sure. I think the colored ones, and so like the purple, red, blue, and yellow, those correlate to the different potions you have, which are your attack, defense, health, and stamina.
Okay.
And you can go to cauldrons and essentially spend them in cauldrons in order to upgrade those. And so I'm going to do that at a certain point, I believe. But here, I'm like looking. So once I finished that quest, that then unlocked three more things, which are now my trials. And like I edited out. First, I went to the trial of... was it the trial of strength? I went to one of the trials, and there was like a big old cyclops, and that dude fucked me up. And so I was like, all right, I'm done with you. I'm going to the trial of wit or whatever because I know I'm witty. I don't have all the strength.
Yeah, sure.
But I know I can solve a thing.
Now, was that something that you need to level up for when you died to that guy? Or was it just a skill thing? Like leveling, I guess. Is that a thing in this game?
I don't think leveling is a thing, really. I think you level up similar to... Well, let me not say it's not a thing. I think it's similar to Breath of the Wild, which I'm going to say a lot about this game, where it is done through upgrading your stamina and probably upgrading your health bar, which I just fell and fucked up for a second. That and then plus gear. I think gear is probably plays a big part into how strong you end up being. But I don't necessarily have specifics in terms of how important those elements are to me approaching the Cyclops. I might have also just been bad. Like, I might have also just, like, went in there unprepared and didn't know what I was doing. But it does seem like this is one of those cases where the further and further you get in the game, the stronger and stronger you will be, just through unlocking stuff.
Got it.
Yeah, Zeus and...
Are Zeus and Prometheus like just like... are they like the stars of the show? Are they kind of like when you're having a dramatic emotional journey and then they are sort of the Disney comic relief to kind of aid you in this journey?
At least for my demo, yes. Like, they're there the whole time cracking jokes. And I'll be honest, I liked them. I really enjoyed Zeus and Prometheus.
That's cool.
At first, I was like, all right, I get it. Like, these are the smart Aleks. Yeah. You know, they're doing their thing. But they really gave them personality for the narration. And if that lasts throughout the game, where they are keeping that same level of, hey, we're having fun, and, you know, you're doing this, you're going through this journey, which is somewhat serious. You're playing as Phoenix, which... as far as I can understand, Phoenix is pretty quiet as a character. I don't know if Phoenix is totally silent, but like, Phoenix wasn't talking much, and so it seems like Prometheus and Zeus are gonna be carrying the bulk of that.
Well, that's good to hear, because that's something that you could easily screw up. That's something Ubisoft can easily ruin and make it overbearing and annoying. But that's good to hear that. Yeah.
I mean, just for my demo, there was so much stuff that was like very. Specific to my demo from them. Like, they crack jokes about, oh yeah, and this game is coming out this fall or whatever, like this winter. Like, jokes like that weird. I was surprised to hear during my demo, which makes me think that there's gonna be a lot of that in the final game.
I gotta assume, like, when the game comes out, like, we're still in this pandemic, huh?
No, exactly.
Real world events and shit. I want to skip forward a little bit.
Yeah, go for it. So I'm in another vault here.
Okay. Oh, let me see how
this vault isn't as interesting.
Let me see how you got into the vault real quick. Okay, another one of those little volcano things.
Yeah, jump into those guys. Yeah.
I mean, the vaults, I think, are, you know, sort of visually really pretty. I think I love the color schemes. Obviously, I love my blues and my purples and my teals and everything like that.
They felt longer than the shrines.
Really?
Because
there are some long shrines in Breath of the Wild.
There were some long ones, but I feel like there were also some short ones. Maybe I'm just remembering them as short. But it did feel like the vaults are pretty lengthy. So yeah, they referenced the leaked demo.
Interesting.
Oh, actually, fast forward, or not fast forward, rewind a little bit, actually, before I do this thing. Because this is the cauldron I was talking about, where you can create more potions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so I think that's what those stones were for.
I have to hear that one more time, hold on. I'm gonna bring the volume up a bit.
Yeah.
Is she kidding? That's so 2019.
I think she's seen the leaked demo.
If you hadn't brought the internet to mortals, none of this would have happened.
Don't blame this on me. I've been chained to a rock.
Well, how was I supposed to Google myself without it?
Wow, they are going full at it. Holy crap.
So this is a cool thing. This is a world puzzle, I believe is what they call it. And this one is actually tied to the main quest I was doing. But there are just random puzzles that you'll find out in the world, kind of like the Korok seed stuff in Breath of the Wild.
Oh, got it. Okay.
But it seems like the reward might be more like useful. Like, it seems like they're fewer and further between.
Less of a collectible and more of a reward.
Yeah, because Breath of the Wild, you feel like you can just trip over those things, right? Like, you're just walking, and you're like, what's that weird thing? And you hit it, and all of a sudden, you get a Korok seed. This feels more purposeful, as in, like, hey, no, we've designed a thing here for you, and you're going to do it, and we're going to give you a coin. But yeah, basically, I had to, like, navigate my arrow through those rings and then ignite this thing right here. And then that'll then spawn this coin to the left.
And the coin
I don't know.
Does...
I have no idea.
Got it.
I'm sure it does something cool. Coins of Charon.
Okay.
Or Charon, or whatever it's called.
Charon's mark.
Charon.
So she spoke right there.
Oh, yeah, I guess that was her. Yeah, so she speaks sometimes.
Interesting, okay.
She's not, like, very, like...
Talkative. Yeah, I see that. I mean, I guess we expect every protagonist to be Nathan Drake nowadays.
Yeah, so this was my favorite trial.
Okay.
Or vault.
Was
and I'm not going to ruin it. I'm going to let you all see this for
yourself.
Oh,
okay, different... Okay. Yeah. All pinbar some shit.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. That's clever. I like that.
Yeah, so basically, like, this is a whole pinball-themed vault. And when I got to this, I was very excited because that tells me that they're really having fun with this thing. And so, yeah, like, basically there's a flaming ball thing, like, giant ball thing that I launch. And then, basically, I'm trying to get the ball into that, like, the top middle portion of the pinball table.
Yeah,
where, like, you see the boxes. Yeah. If I can get it down there, that'll then unlock the next thing.
Wow, this is cool. Oh, you have time to run across. Oh, no.
Yeah. And then I missed that immediately. And then I can't remember if I edited this to be
faster. It looks like
So I fast forwarded to another one.
Oh, okay.
Because this one is more complicated.
Oh,
and just like to show like the ramp up to this vault.
And you got
to
keep running across the left. So does one of them catch the other ones on fire? Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Really cool. Okay.
Yeah. And then like the fire.
My eyes
like,
weren't tricking me there, right? The other one was not on fire and then it got lit on fire?
I couldn't tell, honestly. And I can't remember. But like they do catch. I wouldn't be surprised because it catches.
Yeah, the first one does not look like this one. The one on the bottom is not on fire, and then it gets.
Oh yeah,
lit
it just
on
caught
fire.
On fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that's part of the mechanic as well. You gotta make sure both of them ignite.
I think that would make sense because I mean I'm catching the boxes on fire that are up top in order to make them disintegrate away.
Got it.
And so that all lines up. And so yeah, like there are some reactive elements like that where you're catching things on fire.
Oh, you're getting close.
Yeah, I was really into this. I guess I edited out the thing, but I think this is reaching toward the end of my demo. There's climbing, like Breath of the Wild, which I'll show you here in a second.
You get to climb a giant man's balls. Remember that?
I'm sure at a certain point, yeah.
Honestly.
Oh, I guess I didn't climb here. I thought I climbed. I guess I was just trying to show off like how the world
this
looked.
Is awesome. This is looks really sick. And yeah. Even then, like if you... I was going to say, if you turn around, but I'm controlling it. Back here, this seems like a very luscious green area off in the distance.
Yeah,
so
I'm very excited to see how the different environments look.
Yeah, so we're getting different biomes and stuff. I think that's really interesting and sort of needed. You don't want everything to look generic and sort of desert-ish and orange. As much as I love my orange and red foliage... You know, a nice change of scenery.
Oh, yeah, you gotta love orange and red foliage. If I'm being completely honest, like, I'm not a Greek mythology person. I'm not, like, this is the World of Warcraft-ish aesthetic. I know World of Warcraft isn't Greek mythology, but, like, aesthetically, it kind of has those vibes. Like, those two things don't necessarily do it for me. In fact, like, looking at this world, I'm not, like, excited for it. But playing the game, I am excited for it. Like, I'm very much looking forward to it. I know like the Breath of the Wild comparison keeps coming up because I'll very obviously like look at this.
How could it not? Yeah.
You know, yeah, but this seems like it might scratch that itch a little bit. Like it seems different enough in terms of how Ubisoft it is as a game that I could see people who didn't like Breath of the Wild actually playing this game and liking it more because it is more structured and it does feel like there is in some cases more purpose behind some of the design. But yeah, overall, I'm even looking forward to it just for it to scratch that itch, and also because it looks like a fun game. Like for my 3 hours with it, it was a fun game. Like I enjoyed my time playing it, and I think people are going to be pleasantly pleased with it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for doing this for us, Blessing. I can't wait to see this game played at a really high resolution. You know what I mean? Because I still think back to Breath of the Wild and it's struggling at 720p. You know, every once in a while.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see a game a little bit better optimized than what Nintendo usually does. Dude,
and it's coming to Xbox Series X and PS5 and Switch. And so, like, it has that range. I'm sure it's going to look fantastic on next gen. I hope. Fingers crossed it looks fantastic. Like, it looks good here, but...
It looks great.
I'm hoping on next gen it looks incredible.
I'm excited for it. Awesome, bless. Well, thank you all for watching, everybody. Another episode of First Impressions in the books. You can go ahead and click like down there, please. Click like, leave a comment, let us know what you think.
Let us know what you think about Phoenix Rising.
Share this video with your friends. If they liked Breath of the Wild, maybe they'll be interested in Immortals Phoenix Rising. That'll do it for us here on First Impressions. You can get this podcast on Spotify or wherever else you get your podcast at. And make sure you click subscribe and the notification bell so you know when the next videos will go live. We love y'all. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.